This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering the products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Artificial intelligence is making its way into nearly every industry, including agriculture. From crop scouting and field recommendations to record keeping and data analysis, new AI-powered tools continue to enter the marketplace. But just because the technology is available doesn't mean farmers are ready to embrace it. The latest Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer asked producers about artificial intelligence and data-driven tools for the first time. The results suggest many farmers are still trying to determine where AI fits into their operations and whether it could provide meaningful value. We'll hear more right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
The latest Ag Economy Barometer found that more than half of the respondents don't yet believe artificial intelligence or other data-driven tools offer a meaningful benefit on their farms. Ag economist Mike Langemeyer says that finding surprised the researchers.
The first question was really asking people what they thought was the main benefit from artificial intelligence and data-driven tools. We haven't asked this question before, so we really didn't know what they were going to tell us, but it's important to point out that 52% said no benefit. And I think there will be meaningful benefits, but at least at this point, the majority of respondents really haven't figured out how the AI or data-driven tools is going to help their operation.
And even among farmers who do see potential, expectations vary. Survey respondents were asked whether AI is more likely to increase production, reduce labor, or lower risk and uncertainty. Langemeyer says improving production ranked highest, while relatively few producers expect AI to replace labor, despite that often being the focus of public conversations about artificial intelligence. He says researchers plan to continue asking these questions in future surveys as farmers gain more experience with the technology and new tools become available.
If you look at the choices in terms of improving their operation or benefiting their operation, we listed reducing labor, reducing risk or uncertainty, and increasing production. Of those three, 23% said it would increase production, and that was a higher percent than reducing labor or reducing risk and uncertainty. AI gets a lot of press these days, and a lot of times they're focusing on that labor. And so we'd like to point out that only 14% thought that AI or data-driven tools was going to reduce labor. We're going to ask this question down the road again periodically to see if these answers change in the future. And I think they will. I think there'll be a higher percent that believe these tools are going to benefit their operation.
The survey also examined how practical AI recommendations may be in day-to-day farming. Even if data-driven tools provide the right answer, weather, labor availability, equipment schedules, and changing field conditions can make those recommendations difficult to follow exactly.
An example would be, let's say there's a recommendation to plant corn and soybeans at a particular time. What if it rains? What if conditions change? And so optimal timing may change based on facts on the ground. And so that's what this question is getting at. The question reads as follows. How often would data-driven recommendations be difficult to follow because of labor, equipment, or timing constraints? You notice that sometimes was 63% and often was 22%. And so again, there's going to be a learning curve with these data-driven tools, and at least they may be difficult to follow the prescription precisely.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.